Everybody know what to do when everything goes right. Everybody know to show up and give everything they got when the sun shines. Everybody, when they get what they want, they're gonna come and they're gonna be great. But it's very few people that reach deep down and got the character that in the midst of opposition, in the midst of a challenge, to look at it with the right perspective, and not only look at it with the right perspective, process it the right way, and figure out a way to use it.
What is it that will make it worth it for you? When you want to give up, and things are working against you, to face the rejections, what is it that will make it worth it for you? To brainstorm and not be intimidated and say, I can do this. What is it that will make it worth it for you to make know your vitamin, that you become empowered by it? What is it that will make it worth it for you to raise the bar on yourself and say, I got some more stuff in me, when you want to keep driving past the office because of the stress? What is it that will help you get back up again?
Some of us choose to stay down, but it's that motherfucker who constantly gets up as fast as they can. Those are the motherfuckers that make it in life.
All you do is you fall down, get back up again, fall down, get back up again, fall down, get back up again. That's how you win.
You've got to activate the thinker in you. Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you. You want to monitor your inner conversations, the things that you say to yourself. You want to watch them, and in watching them, you want to take charge. Oh, you really don't feel like it. You really don't need to do it. Forget all that. That's that inner conversation. Oh, you don't need to worry about trying to go into your own business. Forget that. You can't do that. What if you lose everything you've got? That inner conversation that stops you from doing the things you want to do less, don't do that. Forget all that. And then I said, shut up. You'll get scared sometimes. Your mind will go blank on you. You've got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself and short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It will tell you you're tight when you really are not tight. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop me. You got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up. Some people you will allow to unnerve you. You can't do this. You don't have everything it takes. Now, shut up. I have got to do it. That's why you've got to learn to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to stand up inside yourself. Working on yourself, watching that inner dialogue, it will determine the quality of your life. The biggest challenge that you will have in life is you. Because there's no enemy within. The enemy outside can do us no harm. You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach.
You're bombarded with negative stuff every day that beats you down, and you will find yourself unconsciously engaged in self-destructive behavior. If you don't program yourself, life will program you.
Don't complain. Don't talk negative. Average people use their time to complain. Average people talk problems. The greats talk solutions.
Live your life with passion, with some drive. Decide that you're going to push yourself. You want to live life with energy and passion. You want to be happy. You got a lot to be thankful for. Most people won't do that. Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful? There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit.
You got to get this beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm going to get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's my beast mode. If you want to get your butt out to bed, grind from sunup to sundown, you can have the life that other people dream of.
You can experience enough pain in life. You can experience enough disappointment in life that he can clobber you to the ground and kick dirt in your face, and you believe you can't do it. You believe that this is it for you. No, it's not.
So many people out there fail not because they don't have the ability. It's because they don't have the heart to go through adversity.
The question is, can you manage your conflict and still seize your destiny? Because if you're waiting for it to end, you will never get anywhere.
But most people spend their life not wanting to deal with the pain of rejection, the pain of defeat, the pain of being disappointed, the pain of losing, the pain of failure, the pain of being criticized, the pain of not being liked, the pain. That's called life. Life is full of pain. There's no gain without pain. Now, if you're going to hurt anyhow, get some yardage out of it.
Get something from it. You're already in pain. Use it. Do something with it. Allow it to take you to the next level. Allow your pain to push you to greatness.
You're going to have people to do things to you. Things are going to happen to you. And you've got to clear your mind of all the unnecessary luggage and baggage that's weighing us down and let it go.
Your life depends on it. Your future depends on it. Your destiny depends on it. Your miracle depends on it. Everything depends on your ability to let it go. If you hold on to stuff, you choke. If you release stuff, you can keep breathing. Life is going to hand you something every day. Take in what you can get out of it. Let go of what you can't get out of it. But don't let anybody hurt you so bad that you choke.
Life gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining. Stop crying. Nobody cares. Be demanding. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you.
This is not an opposition. This is an opportunity.
I don't care if you've been beaten to the floor, if your legs are too tired to lift that weight. Break through that barrier and create new ones for you and for others to show off. Get back up and live life.
Whoever stays down is a loser, and winners who fail and get up, fail and get up. You always get up. That is a winner.
It's a guy that's willing to get knocked down, finally tested on fortune, stand back up, the perseverance to see it through, the never say die attitude. If I don't win, I showed up, I gave my valid effort, and tomorrow I'll do the same thing, and I'll continue to throw shit against the wall.
Every time I get knocked down, I will get back up, and I will succeed. I will not surrender.
The moments that take your breath away are the ones that count. You need the downs to make the ups. You need the ups to create the downs. You need to feel the opposites to truly understand the full reality of the life you are living. You can dream of these things, but understand you can also achieve them.
You got to make it happen, or it's not gonna happen. You got to get up off your hind paws and bust a move, or nothing is gonna happen in your life. Faith of any kind always comes by hearing. You didn't believe you were dumb till you heard you were dumb. You didn't believe you couldn't learn till you heard somebody say you couldn't learn. Your unbelief is a result of something you heard about yourself. And the more you heard it and rehearsed it and even argued about it and said you didn't believe it. Every time you face a challenge, tell me the truth. Don't those voices come back up? Every time you hit a low place, don't those voices come back up again? And you will never completely be healed or whole until you change the voice inside of your own head. And nobody can do this but you. The moment you raise your hand and says, I'm going to do something, I can guarantee you that somebody's not going to agree with what you're going to do. Somebody's not going to be supportive of what you're trying to do. Somebody's going to try to assassinate what you're trying to do. And yet you have to have the commitment and the calling and the tenacity and the character to be able to withstand the onslaught that comes against you in order to proceed toward your destiny and toward your purpose. You've had bad experience after bad experience after bad experience after bad experience. You tried to talk yourself out of wanting it, talk yourself out of believing, tried to fit in with the people around you, blend into the scenery, just act like everybody else and be cool and maybe they'll like you. But the problem is there's a burning desire down inside of you that will not shut up, that will not die.
Do I just sit there and settle? No, I don't. I say enough's enough, man, and I'm gonna make a change, and I'm gonna keep going until I get it. You chase something that you believe you deserve until you get it. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. Doesn't matter how many times you get fired. Doesn't matter how many people don't believe in you. Just go until you get it.
You gotta believe this for yourself. You gotta believe I can do this. I was created for this. I was called for this. I was curved for this. I was shaped for this. I was meant for this. Wouldn't it be amazing if you believed that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight if you believed that? Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believed that? You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody, anywhere, at any time if you just believed that.
Say it and actually mean it. Look in the mirror every fucking day and say, yeah, I'm proud of you. I believe in you. You can do anything you want. You are powerful.
You say if it's hard, then do it hard. I won't allow this to stop me. I don't have the option of easy. I don't have the option. And I don't think you do or any of us do of going around trying to find a dream that's a little dream that doesn't require much responsibility or not too stressful or won't be too much of a hassle. No, no, no. All you need to do to get out in the arena of life is to say it's possible. In spite of the nose, yes, maybe this next call might do it. It's possible. This next job interview, this might be the one. I can do this.
Why'd you get up out of bed this morning? Because this might be the day. Why did you put in another application? Because this might be the day. I can't stay home today. This might be the day. I can't give up right now. This might be the day. I can't slack back now. This might be the day. Every voice that said you'll never be nothing, you gotta call it out. You're a liar. Every time something whispers in your ear and says you can't make it through this, you can't take this, you're gonna have a nervous breakdown, you're gonna lose your mind, you're gonna die like your mama did, you're gonna get sick like your daddy did, you gotta talk back to those voices and say, hey, you a liar, you lied on me, I'm better than this. You need to abort every voice that said you can't do it, you can't have it, you can't be it, you'll never get up, you'll never survive. Abort that thing. Push it out. I got to get out of here, even if I have to fight my way out. I've got to get out. I've got too much vision to stay in this rut.
Every day you wake up, you got to start with that vision. You're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
There are many people who have the limitations in their minds, who have lost that fire in their eyes, who, because of the experiences of life, have said, no, I can't do that.
A lot of people never try anything differently because they have been convinced by people in their lives that they can't do it. They're living within the context of the opinions that other people have of them, the low expectations. Many people doubt themselves because when they thought about doing something at some critical point in their lives, somebody they respected and honored, someone they trusted said, you can't do that. And they accepted that.
People's opinion of you is none of your business, nor should you make it yours.
Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality.
It's not what they say about you that matters. It is what you say about you that threatens your destiny. You will never be defeated by what they say about you. You will be defeated by what you say about you.
What would your life be like if you decided not to care what people thought of you? What would your life be like if you decided to give up some of your fears? What would your life be like if you decided to become courageous?
So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things. But you have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change. And it's not dependent on anybody else. It don't matter what your mama think. It don't matter what your coworkers think. It don't matter what your siblings think. It don't matter what your children think. It don't matter. They have nothing to do with it. This decision is yours and yours alone.
Ridicule is the price of iconic. You are going to divorce yourself from the crowd. You are going to be met by the naysayers, the critics. They're going to laugh at you. Your job is to fortify your interior core. where it doesn't matter if people call you crazy.
Your success in any level creates an opportunity for envy. The only way to avoid it is to stay down. If you lay dead, even the animals won't bite you. The risk of being bitten is the cost of getting up. A few of you know what it is to have something to so scald you, so burn you, so beat you, so pulverize you, that your fight goes out of you. And you are so scattered and so broken and so fragmented that you don't even know whether you can ever live again, or whether you will ever smile again, or whether you will ever live to fight another day, or whether you'll be able to pull yourself together just to fake a smile for a few minutes in front of people to say, I'm doing okay, knowing you're lying on the inside. I'm talking about going through so much that something inside of you dies. And you wonder, can I get back up again?
In that moment when life comes at you the fucking hardest, you will panic and you will forget who the fuck you are.
Success will taste stressful because your opportunities come wrapped in opposition. Opportunity comes in chaos. It is good to be uncomfortable. I've never met anybody who was terribly creative or gifted or strong in leadership who was also comfortable. Those exceptional people who are uncomfortable with the times and rise to the challenge because they refuse to allow the chaos around them to determine the conqueror within them. People who resist the toll to go down and stand fiercely in spite of opposition and say, I'm going to do it anyway.
I don't care what it is. I don't care how many times you've had to cry yourself to sleep. I don't care how difficult it is. Don't you dare give up now. Because whatever is over you defines you. And whatever defines you limits you. You better put some strength in your back, plant your feet, square your shoulders, and stand up to it. Don't you dare sit down. Don't you dare crumble under the weight of it. Don't you dare give in because of the nature of it. Don't you dare go home and raise the white flag of surrender. This is not your season to die. This is not your season to quit. There's joy, there's peace, there's breakthrough, but you'll never see it if you don't stand up to it.
I'm not trying to veer to the left or veer to the right or gradually get it together. I'm getting ready to do something so radical and so massive, I'm going to turn the whole thing 180 degrees.
And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in its eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me.
I will break you.
You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. You can't take me. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dogfight. You can contain it for a while, but you cannot stop this. You can't stop it. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Sometimes in life, you have to hit back. Allow your pain to push you to greatness. I've been broken so much. I've been defeated so much. I've been disappointed so much in my life. And I know what it feels like, and I can handle it. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina.
Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Once you get to that point, you cannot be broken anymore.
Go get your doggone stuff, and don't let nobody tell you no. Don't run from the chaos. Stand still, and let the chaos run from you.
You're going to go through many storms where your life is going to be hard and it'll seem unbearable at times. There are types of storms. There are emotional storms where you're worried. Something that you hope won't happen or something that has already happened. With emotional storms, you can find yourself stressed out. An emotional storm, you can find yourself depressed, mentally fragile because of the experiences, the turbulence that you have gone through. The state of this world can have you in a state of confusion and a heavy cloud over your life.
It's very depressing.
A storm is going to come. I don't care who you are. No one is exempt. It's called life, ladies and gentlemen. So how do you handle it when you're in the storm?
You must have faith. You must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were.
The strength and the courage to make it through, the enduring power, the ability to persevere, to handle it. It will pass you. The inner power to overcome, to come back again. So in order to begin to prepare for the storm, you've got to go within and start working on yourself.
You've got to get grounded. You've got to train your mind to serve you. Meditation is one of the ways in which you can do that. Reading is one of the ways that you can do that. Listening to music is one of the ways that you can do that. Exercise is one of the ways in which you can do that. Things that you can do to still your mind, to clear your thoughts so you can think.
I had a program for myself. I have books that I read that inspire me, tapes that I listen to that fire me up. Because you're going to have sometimes low moments when you won't want to get out of bed. You just want to stay there. At times you won't want to come out the house. At times you'll be feeling bad and don't know why. What's wrong? I don't know. Just leave me alone.
The first tendency is to panic. When they said, your mother has breast cancer, I panicked immediately. I start grieving and crying. I fell on the cross, oh God, I can't handle this. I never thought this day would come. I can't deal with this pain.
You got to talk to yourself sometimes, you hear me? You got to talk to yourself. And yes, I was scared.
Leslie, get up. Get up, Leslie, get up. Come on, man. It's easy to have faith when mama's got her health and all is well. Come on, get up and cover the house. She needs us now. Come on, dear man. Come on in this room and face it. Be still. Know that all is well. To pull this through.
And I made up my mind. I don't care what it takes. I don't care how many speeches I have to give, how many seminars I have to give. I know I ain't got the money. I know I don't have the education. But I ain't gonna let that stop me. I'm gonna do it. And yes, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be difficult. And you get more no's than you do yes. But when you hold out, things will begin to happen. You won't even understand how.
See, what the storm does, ladies and gentlemen, it empowers you. It strengthens you. When you go through a storm, when you come through that kind of experience and able to reclaim your life, you come back with a certain kind of power, and you'll never be the same again after that experience. There are certain things, when you go through those things, and you come up out of those things, you come up a different kind of person, different spirit, different power, different energy that builds character. Don't ever say when you're going through some rough time, I'm going through a really bad, tragic time. No. See, I'm going through a character building experience.
Tough times never last, but tough people do. You should take pride in wanting to quit and not quitting. Hey, shit's really hard right now, dude. You're really struggling right now. But here's the thing. Right now is when everybody else quits. Right now is when everybody else is going to fall behind. Right now is when everybody else decides to do something that's easier or faster or not as hard. And that's what gets you ahead. That's what gets you to have pride. Because those struggles, those feelings, those things that are difficult, they are there to test you. This pain, this conflict, this tragedy, this tribulation is the test. Don't fail it. Stay strong. Don't ever quit. Struggle is a privilege. Hardship is a privilege, because those struggles, those hardships, those things that you face will turn you into an unstoppable motherfucking machine. So if you want to create super high confidence, super high self-esteem, super high momentum, that feeling I'm super powerful, I'm invincible, I'm the fucking man, or I'm the fucking woman, you have to take pride in not quitting when other people are going to quit. You have to take pride in executing your job to the very best of your ability when everything around you is going wrong. That's what gets you out of the storm. You can't just focus on this moment. You've got to hold the vision. Hold the vision of things improving. Hold the vision of your health coming back. Hold the vision of being financially independent and debt-free. Hold the vision of your relationships working out. Hold the vision of everything being all right, because it'll give you power, give you strength, give you faith, give you patience, give you perseverance. It'll give you the ability to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. And when you discipline your emotions and you don't allow them to control you, When you tell yourself, I'm in charge here, I set the course for my life, these storms that I face, they do not have power over me. When you declare that to yourself, the limits for you become non-existent.
You know, sometimes you get that feeling in life that things aren't going my way. You hear people say that. Things aren't going my way right now. Listen, things just don't go your way. That's not the way the world works. You gotta make them go your way. You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen. Go make things happen.
Do what you need to do to get up. To make yourself get up and get going. And I know you just want to get 5 more minutes of sleep. Just 5 more minutes. And I'm telling you, no. Rise up and aggressively move forward down the path. Get yourself in the game. Shut down all those pathetic excuses and get after it.
It doesn't matter how I'm doing. It doesn't matter how I slept last night. It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter when the last time I ate. It doesn't matter.
I don't care how you're feeling, and neither should you.
It's actually not that complicated. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no? Are you going to eat the donut? Yes or no? Are you going to win? Yes or no? Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. Make the binary code decision. Yes or no. And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
If you're not consistently congruent, and if you're not consistently contributing each day, then of course you're not going to be happy with yourself. It's that lack of daily consistency that ends up hurting our own self-esteem. Because listen, everyone can show up good or happy or joyous or nice or kind or give once in a while. But those who do it on a consistent basis because they demand that of themselves every day, those are the ones who achieve true confidence, true self-esteem, a true life of greatness.
Even if you're nervous, you gotta do it anyway. Even if you're the first one in your family, you gotta do it anyway. You gotta just do it anyway. Why? Because the people that are living on purpose, the people at the top, they don't make excuses, they make a way. Like, you just gotta do that. Like, for some people, it's like, if I'm not being encouraged, I can't make... No, even if you're not being encouraged, do it anyway. Even if you're not being validated, do it anyway. Like, can you just be faithful in the small things? Can you be consistent? Can you be persistent? Can you be faithful in the dark? Can you be steadfast? Can you be unmovable?
Say it with me and say it like you mean it. I am determined, come hell or high water, to win. From this day forth, all I do is win. Start it, make up in your mind that you're gonna finish it. And if you can get to a point in your life where you finish everything you start, you are going to be miles ahead of everybody else. I don't care how difficult it is, I need you to finish. I don't care how you feel, I need you to finish. I don't care if you feel defeated, finish anyway.
Get yourself on the path to health, the path to happiness, the path to success, the path to freedom. And that path is the path of discipline. It is the way of discipline. Get on it and get after it. Discipline equals freedom.
We all get knocked down in every aspect of life.
You're going to fall flat on your face. You're going to be criticized when you come out into the arena called life. You're going to feel awkward and stupid and dumb sometimes. But it's okay. It goes with the territory.
When the defining moment comes, either you define the moment or the moment defines you. Either you define the moment, you decided that you're going to not concern yourself with the naysayers, that you're not going to concern yourself with what has happened or what hasn't happened, but you're going to make the commitment to do what you've got to do so that you can have a lifestyle that you've never experienced before. Or the moment defines you and you decide to play it safe. And 20 years from now, you say to yourself, what if I would have taken a chance on myself? What if I would have stayed in the game? What if I would have kept making the phone calls? What if, and what if? But let me tell you something. Something amazing begins to happen when you make the decision to move forward on your goals and your dreams.
And maybe you've been knocked down in your life and it seems like, hey, the fight is over. It is not over unless you quit.
You have to learn to turn and look at every obstacle as an opportunity.
You gotta get gritty, man.
You got to develop some dog in you.
Life is going to throw some serious blows, some body blows, and they're going to hurt. But I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's going to take its place? Success. No pain, no gain.
Pain has a purpose. Don't go through it, grow through it.
Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your prize. I challenge you to push yourself.
When you get knocked down, and you're going to get knocked down. When you run into some roadblocks, and you're going to run into them. When you have some setbacks, you can always be able to bring yourself back in, knowing if someone has done it, it's possible that I can do it. You've got to be willing to face rejection and no again and again and again. Defeat again and again and again. And every time life knocks you down, you jump up and say, it's not over until I win.
Fight your way through this battle. You have what it takes. Your greatness comes from within. And once you realize that, nothing will stop you. Nothing will keep you from being great. It's already there. You just have to feel it and know that you were placed here for a reason.
I want what all other men want. But when the opposition hits, when the challenge hits, when the pain creeps in, when the uncertainty creeps in, when the cuts, when the scars, when the bruises come, I just want it a little bit more than they want it. If you dare to be great, if you dare to do something that you've never done before, if you dare to go to limits that you've never went to before, they will remember your legacy forever.
What you become in the process is more important than the dream. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
And so here's what I say to you. There are going to be times that you're going to be wondering, why should I keep showing up and working my business? Why should I keep at it? Why should I keep showing up to the conventions? Why should I keep picking up the phones and making the phone calls? Why should I keep fighting for my goals and fighting for my dreams? And what I want to remind you is that you got to show up for your life regardless of the circumstances. You got to show up in spite of the naysayers. You got to show up in spite of the conversation going on in your mind. You got to show up for your life, because if you don't, nobody else will.
You will fail. You will likely fail often. It will be painful. It will be discouraging. At times, it will test you to your very core. It will not be easy.
This is for those of you who are going through the fire. Those of you who are wondering, how can I keep going like this? Some of you have been through so much that you should have lost your mind.
It's all right to fail as long as you fail forward. It's all right, but I need you to have heart, because there's some things you just can't get without perseverance.
Don't think it's strange when things happen to you, because every man, every woman, every boy, every girl will go through a time where your faith will be tested. You will hit something. And when you do, you will have a choice. Many choose to turn around. They feel a little pain, then they run away. But there is a small number who decide that the pain is worth the price. They will do whatever is required to make it past this. I know it's hard, and I know it may look hopeless, but if you just keep pushing forward, you'll see how strong you truly are.
When things are going bad, there's going to be some good that will come from it. Mission got canceled? Good. We can focus on another one. Didn't get promoted? Good. More time to get better. Didn't get funded? Good. We own more of the company. Didn't get the job you wanted? Good. Go out, gain more experience, build a better resume. Got injured? Good. Needed a break from training. Got beat? Good. We learned. Unexpected problems? Good. We have an opportunity to figure out a solution. That's it. When things are going bad, don't get all bummed out. Don't get startled. Don't get frustrated. No. Take that issue. Take that setback. Take that problem and turn it into something good. go forward. If you can say the word good, it means you're still alive. It means you're still breathing. It means you've still got some fight left in you. So get up, dust off, reload, recalibrate, re-engage, and go out on the attack.
I got here not because I'm the strongest, not because I'm the fastest, not because I'm the best. I never stopped fighting. It got harder and it got harder, and it seemed the further I climbed, the harder it got. But I didn't stop. I didn't quit. I just kept fighting and fighting and fighting.
Don't let this world break you. You are stronger than what you are going through.
I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up.
We've come too far. We've been through too much. We've seen too much. We've had too many victories. We have seen defeat. We've looked defeat in the face, and we've overcome it. We've come too far to give up now. We've come too far to be negative now. We've come too far to start overthinking now.
So when life happens, I will just sit there and cry. I'll buck back.
I wish I could tell you it's gonna get easier. I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, the weight is gonna get lighter. I wish I could tell you that, but that's not the truth. The truth is, you gotta find something within. You gotta find something within, and that's gotta push you, and that's gotta elevate you, and that's gotta drive you, and that's gotta move you. And when you find out what your why is, you don't hit snooze no more. When you find your why, you find a way to make it happen. The spirit of resiliency, the spirit of grit, it's in your DNA. It's in your blood. Overcoming is in your blood. Getting through adversity is in your blood. Your ancestors got through so much more. We will be all right. We need to focus on where we're going, not where we come from and what's happening.
I just need you to keep walking toward it. I don't need you thinking about it no more. You're doing too much thinking. You analyze it too much. You're talking yourself out of it. I don't know if this is going to work. I tried and it didn't work. I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. I just need you to keep going.
It's an opportunity to prove what you're made of. It's an opportunity to prove you are what you say you are in your head. When you look in the mirror and you say, there goes a bad motherfucker, you actually believe it.
And the process is not supposed to be comfortable. So if it hurts, welcome to the big leagues. If you feel like you're under heat, praise God. If you feel like you're being pressured, praise God. But when God looks like he's pulling you back, eventually he's gonna let you go. And the farther he pulls you back, the farther he pulls you back, once he releases you, boom.
I challenge you to never give up. Never give up. You're gonna be here one day, but you'll never get here if you give up, if you give in, if you quit. And finally, guys, you gotta wanna succeed as bad as you wanna breathe.
What do? When the thing that you didn't ask for happens in your life, in the shifting seasons,
you can find yourself stressed out. You can find yourself depressed. Mentally fragile because of the experiences, the turbulence that you have gone through.
I don't care how good you are, I don't care how talented you are. There are some times when things aren't going to go right, and you have to deal with it.
You can experience enough pain in life that it can clobber you to the ground, and you believe you can't do it. You believe that this is it for you. No, it's not.
Setbacks will happen, and when they do,
it's okay to cry, it's okay to go home, but eventually you have to get over it and move on.
You don't have to force yourself or motivate yourself to think negatively, to be depressed, to hate somebody, to want revenge, to want to get back at somebody, to beat yourself up over the head, to feel loaded with guilt. You don't have to make any effort to do that. Your mind is on automatic. It will do that by itself. But if you want to begin to move into your own personal greatness, if you want to begin to really enjoy a happy, successful, healthy life, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it.
I challenge you to see your problems as a great thing. I challenge you to start being thankful that you have the opportunity to grow, get stronger, get more focused, get more skilled, and kick more ass because of every hardship you face.
You need to make it a habit to start every fucking day validating yourself, because life is a marathon. And this might be a challenging leg where you're like, I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to do that thing. Hell no.
You've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
My back is up against this motherfucker every day, and I gotta go that way. And I don't give a fuck who is in front of me. They're not gonna stop me.
We turn tragedy into triumph. That's what lions do. Lions don't cry. Lions don't give up. Lions don't quit. Lions hunt. That's what we do for a living. When you are a true hunter, you don't go by time. You go by the gazelle. You hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one.
It's hard to handle it. You got to fortify yourself and say, come on with it. I've got to step into it.
Just find an excuse to win. Keep going.
If you're going to be successful in this game, you got to have a dog within you. You got to know it's a dog fight, and you got to go get that fight. Life ain't going to be easy. Ain't nobody going to hand you nothing. You still got to go to work. You still got to compete against everybody in your industry. Life's still going to happen while you trying to blow up.
I want to know what the f*** I'm made of. I want to know what I can overcome. And I know from experience that the harder the task to overcome, the more strength I'm going to gain from it.
When you get to the point where enough is enough, when you get to the point where it hurt real bad, when you get to the point you can't take it no more, when you get to that point, doors start opening, opportunities start happening. But what you cannot do is you cannot quit doing the process. You cannot give up because it ain't what you see. You cannot give up.
These are the days that test your fortitude. They test your endurance, your grit, your dedication, your determination, your mental toughness, your character. At the very moment when everything in you wants to do absolutely nothing, when you'd rather die than send another email or take another phone call or talk to another human, you gotta get the job done.
You gotta tell life, I don't know who you've been dealing with, but you ain't dealt with me. You gotta tell bankruptcy. You gotta tell divorce. You gotta tell sickness. I don't know who you've been dealing with, but you come up against the wrong one this time. You can be and do whatever you want, and nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop you but you.
You have to understand that there's a journey that takes place in your career, in your life.
Every transformation always gets worse before it gets better. It's supposed to be that way. The journey you're embarking on is not an easy path. It's not for the ill-hearted or the weak-natured. It's for the strong people. And before you embark on this journey, mentally, you have to prepare yourself for it. No one's going to get worse before it gets better.
Throughout your journey, people are going to deny you. People are going to reject you. Your journey makes you want to cry. Your journey puts you sometimes in dark places where you feel like nothing is going to do right for you. Nothing's going to be right. People are going to take you places that you've never been before, through heartache, through pain, through so much to make you want to quit your journey.
When you embark this journey, you must know that it's going to go down before it comes up. But when it comes up, it's going to go so much higher than you've ever been, sacrificing today for tomorrow's betterment. But if you didn't know that, you didn't prepare for that, you think something's wrong, maybe it's time to stop. No, it's time to move even further. You have to be equipped mentally to endure this process. Knowing what you're about to go into is step one. Knowing it's an uphill battle, but a winnable one and one that's achievable.
It's up to you to push past the pain, because on the other side of pain is glory, it's rejoicing, it's happiness, it's winning, it's succeeding. You gotta understand, with no pain is no progress. You don't go through something, but you won't get nothing. And you choose whether or not that journey is gonna hurt you or make you stronger. I remember so many times I wanted to quit. I wanted to turn around. I wanted to say a stop. I wanted to go back to what I used to be. You got to push through that shit. You got to tell yourself that no matter what,
No matter what gets in my way, I'ma keep going. I'ma keep moving. I'ma keep winning. I'ma keep surviving. It's everything that you want because you went through that pain of that journey that felt like it wanted to just knock you down and say, you know what? You can't do it. Understand that it's going to be trials and tribulation. That we'll have storms, but they will have sunshine after the rain. But that depends on you and how bad do you truly want it. Nothing in life will hold you back if you trust in yourself and you trust in the process.
And at the end of this race, guys, you're going to be more capable. Through that effort, builds the character, the person you want to be at the end. Accept that.
Pressure does most people in. The weight of what it feels like to want to be successful every single day, over and over and over, it's just too much pressure. People crack. You got to persevere. You must insist that this is going to happen. You got to get in there and keep fighting. You got to be constantly at it. Everybody got to develop some dog in them. You got to say, I'm going to hang in here now. I'm going to hang in here. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to stay with it no matter what.
At the very end state, what really wins it isn't the potential of the person. It's the perseverance, the heartbeat of a person. That heart doesn't stop. The heart doesn't go 9 to 5 and then shut down. It's always beating. Just like a true champion doesn't just exist in the arena, but exists everywhere else too. Those moments and inches that are won at the final hour that make or break a win or a loss aren't discovered there. They're discovered through thousands of hours in the training lab. When no one's watching, do you get up and run at 5 in the morning when it's pouring down rain? Is a person a character that values who they are? There's no half-ass here, half-ass there, and then when it matters, oh, I'll give it my all. It doesn't work that way. Everyone wants it, but somebody wants it more.
Where does all the great shit that we have in our lives come from? It all comes from people who, in the face of massive adversity, decide that they're going to move forward regardless. They're going to make the thing that they want to happen happen, no matter what anybody says, no matter how many times they get laughed at, no matter how many times they get called crazy, no matter what, they are going to make this happen. We have the ability to make the choice to be the person who rises above the If you keep making the choice to take the things that happen to you and turn them into good, productive things, there is no way that you cannot be successful.
None of us ever get through this life without heartache, without turmoil.
We're all going to fail at something. Everyone's failed at something.
Life is a trial, and trials are never supposed to be easy.
Life is hard. It's hard handling the tragedies of life. When you're working on something and you put everything you have in it, and it doesn't work out, you lose your money and other people's money. It's hard.
It is okay to be scared. It is okay to cry. But giving up should not be an option.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
Because when you fail, you get up. And then you fail, and then you get up. And that keeps you going. That's how humans are strong. Failure is an option, but giving up is not.
Find a way. If you believe and you have faith, and you can get knocked down and get back up again, and you believe in perseverance as a great human quality, you find your way.
You gotta have that resiliency over and over again.
You gotta make a commitment to keep stepping up to the plate and swinging for the fences. Every day, whenever you do what you do, swing for the fences. Understanding when you swing for the fences, sometimes you'll miss. Did you know Hank Aaron had twice as many strikeouts as he had home runs? But he kept swinging for the fences. Most times he missed. But when he hit it, he knocked it out the park. When it's your shot to do what you do, keep swinging and keep striving. Change is going to happen in your life. Setbacks are going to happen. But a setback is nothing but a setup for comeback. The champions, it's not the potential, it's not their genetics. It's their perseverance to always show up, always willing to fail, because in failure, that's part of success. Success is not a marathon of life with just ups. Success is formulated through failures, through facing your fears, through falling down and getting back up. That's what creates the champion.
There will be times when you will feel alone, when you'll feel deserted, when you'll feel weak, and you doubt yourself, and other people will doubt you, and you ask yourself, am I crazy? Maybe I don't have what it takes. That's going to happen.
But I'll tell you something. Wouldn't it be a shame for you to stop when you've come this far?
Who on this earth would still be going right now? You are. You are.
You're still alive. You're still breathing. And if you're still breathing, that means you've still got some fight left in you.
If you are still alive, there's still room for improvement. There's still room to grow and be better.
Things are going to get harder. Things are going to get tougher. So what you need to do is you need to get harder and you need to get tougher.
You will be tested. And how you face that test determines the rest of your life. The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind.
When you want something, don't expect everybody to say, oh, you want this? Oh, great, we want to give this to you. No, many doors will be closed in your face. Many loans that you will want. And they'll say, no, you don't have enough credit. And most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be fearless. I refuse to be denied. And I'm going to go all out. Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it.
If you dare to be great, if you dare to do something that you've never done before, if you dare to go to limits that you've never went to before, they will remember your legacy forever.
Don't let nobody steal your dream. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop running towards your dream. Their rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. Don't say I'm having a bad day. Say I'm having a character building day.
When you have fear, fear makes you think in ways you shouldn't be thinking. When you have fear, fear makes you speak in a certain way. But when you have faith, you don't need to count. When you have faith, you don't need to go outside. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many horses. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many armies. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many swords. When you have faith, you don't need to count no shields. When you have faith, you just believe and it'll happen.
You concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart. You focus on this, and tomorrow will take care of itself.
Write down at least 5 reasons on why you won't give up. What's going to make you unstoppable? Why you must be unreasonable? Because logical, practical thinking says you can't do it today. But if you want to produce unreasonable results in your life, you've got to be an unreasonable person. You've got to be an uncommon person. It's very important for you to believe that you are the one, that you are entitled to this. You're supposed to have this. This is your calling. This is your time. When you no longer focus on the obstacles, when you no longer care what people think or what they might say, when you no longer find the need to seek their approval, it's done. When the pressure within you is greater than the pressure outside of you. Most people are not living their dreams because of fear, ladies and gentlemen. Fear is the most subtle and destructive of all human diseases. Fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. Fear put people in the hospital. Fear can age you. Fear, ladies and gentlemen,
can hold you back from doing something that you know within yourself that you're capable of doing, but it will paralyze you. And I ask you a question, what is the benefit? What's the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? What's the benefit of giving up on yourself, of not stepping out on life and taking life on? What is the benefit for you? What's the plus in that? You got to ask yourself, how long am I going to allow this to hold me back?
You cannot let your fear hold you back from your destiny. You have to feel the fear and do it anyway. Do it broke, do it scared, do it nervous, do it trembling, do it on your knees, do it with help, do it on crutches, do it in a wheelchair, because you don't want to end up in a nursing home sitting on a bedpan wondering what would have happened if you'd only had more courage. You don't want to end up in an old folks home and the dying thought is, I wish I had a.
You don't have as many opportunities in life to take that gamble and allow life to play you. You must play life.
You've got to make some conscious effort to begin to work to develop you. Start listening to tapes on a daily basis to begin to recondition your mind, to retrain your thinking. Listen to things that can empower you, that can enable you to create a new reality for yourself and a new life for yourself. You might appear to be strange around most people. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me. This is something I have got to do. Now, will it be turbulent? Yes. Will it be easy? No. Will you have some opposition? Yes. Will I make a lot of mistakes? Yes. Will I get hurt? Yes. But guess what? There's no gain without pain.
How do you stand the race, Les, when you lost your money, lost your car, had no place to stay, sleeping in people's houses, on their floor, on their couch? How do you handle the times when you were borrowing money and couldn't pay it back? You felt humiliated when people you love who didn't believe in you told you you ain't nothing. How do you keep on coming back again and again? Or you've lost your business, or lost your job, or lost your home, and you've been completely devastated. How do you come back?
Oh, let me tell you something. It's possible.
The greatest achievement in somebody comes right after their worst defeat. When they hit rock bottom, hit the bottom of the barrel, they got nothing left. Everyone's giving up on them. They're dead broke on their back. They're just now left with the intestinal fortitude, the pride within. Do I want to stay on the bottom of this barrel or do I climb the out of this hole? It's at that point when everything's lost that everything can be gained.
You've got to remind yourself, I know I got what it takes to do this. And it's necessary that you go at it with everything in you, pulling deep down within, challenging yourself.
Once you have that belief, that's so strong, that overrides the crowds and split, the adversities, anything, you welcome that shit. Because that right there is supposed to fucking happen. Because without that kind of abuse on you, you will not become the battle-tested, proven champion that holds a title, that has the value of the title. You must go through those ends. Hit rock bottom. Your worst hour of despair becomes your best as you get back up. You learn from that. And you continue to put one foot in front of the other. Because what you're going for is what you believe.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything is uphill that's worthwhile. And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
You need a why. Why do you need a why? Because some days you're going to look at that alarm clock and you're going to say, I don't want to get up. But that why is going to say, I'll push yourself. Get up. Your mama needs you. Your daddy needs you. Your children need you. Get up. Your why is going to push you when you can't push yourself. When you want to quit and give up, your why is going to give you that edge you need, that advantage you need, that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why.
What your why does for you is say, you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't stop. If there's no money, you make up. So you're gonna print it. If nobody's giving you an opportunity, you create it. Your goals are gonna push you. Your dreams are gonna push you. The opportunity of a lifetime is gonna drive you.
You will study as long as it takes. You won't go to sleep until you have the knowledge that it takes to do what you're able to do.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard.
If you do what is easy, complain about your situation, your circumstances. Stand around and be a volunteer victim like everybody else. Surrender and give up on your dreams. Become depressed and bitter and angry. Anybody can do that. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, keep coming back again and again and again. Get up dressed every day, knowing some way, somehow, with a spirit of expectation, I can do this. If you do that over and over and over again, your life will be easy.
You have to understand that easy, quick nonsense is made for the f***ing sheep, and the sheep never f***ing win.
Choose the hard path. The path of responsibility, hard work, and sacrifice. The path of discipline, humility, and ownership that ultimately leads to freedom.